Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Join me tonight for the at Chickie's for the return of the Brandon Graham Show at 6 p.m. right here at Chickie's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, coming up in approximately 15 minutes.
Approximately. Thank you.
Nick Sirianni speaks. Yeah, we don't know. We think around 3:15, so that is coming up as well. We will talk about the trenches, the offensive and defensive line, right after we talk to Paul in Woodland. Paul, you're on WIP. What up, Paul?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? How's it going today?
Yes,
what
sir.
Up, Paul?
What version of Paul are we talking to today? Are we talking to real Paul, or are we talking about defender Paul?
Jack, please be quiet, man. If my bull is T.J. McConnell, then you, I don't know what you are on the radio, but whatever. He ain't no T.J. McConnell, man. He's definitely not no T.J. McConnell. Now, I'm not going to front. Friday night, I definitely left that game feeling not as strong, probably because of our quarterback playing the way he did. But then after I watched football all day yesterday, I kind of felt better just because week one stuff, you know, nobody really looked good. Like, the two best looking quarterbacks were Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. So, you know what I mean? Like,
and Derek Carr.
Don't let me forget Derek Carr. And
who
he definitely got to play better. Like, he had like 6 turnover worthy plays and all that. So, yeah, he definitely got to go play better. But I'm not stuck saying that Jalen is the weakest link. No, all that is
foolish. That's a little much. Yeah, it's a little much.
I mean, he definitely didn't play good. Like, I'm in the C, and like the C grade. There were some good things he did, but it was too many bad, like the risky throws and all that. Like, he got to get over that. You don't got to be out there. You don't got to be the man out there. We got too many weapons. Just make the plays just there. Don't try to force nothing. And if he do that, we're going to be good, man. I still have utmost confidence in Jalen Hurts. I got confidence in our head coach, the two people who nobody in this city, well, most people is down on, Nick Sirianni. I think Nick's a heck of a coach. I just think we're going to get better as the year progresses. It's week one, man. Did you watch football yesterday? Everybody looked bad. So let's go from here, man. I'm still going to stick with my 14 wins. And we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm confident. Confidence level's still high.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, I think you could still be kind. There's certainly a world in which he cleans it up, and they're a really good team. I think that's for sure. And also, I like how Paul just shut Jack right down.
Mm-hmm.
He just had no desire to deal with whatever Jack is doing today.
I'm just saying. It's all good.
So offensive and defensive line. I think offensive line-wise, could you have expected more than what we got on Friday night? I don't think
They played better than I expected them to play. I thought there may be some issues. I didn't see very much. Obviously, I don't know where all the blocking was designed to go or what have you, but just to the naked eye and to the layman, just I didn't see a bunch of pressure on Jalen. I didn't see a bunch of guys running free, getting through the offensive line. I thought we ran the ball well. They were able to get tough yards, particularly in the interior where we talked about Green Bay's defensive tackles, where you're going up against their best players in that interior defense. And I thought we ran the ball well between the tackles. If you trust the numbers that are out there about what the Eagles were against the blitz and what the quarterback rating was, the Eagles may have been the best in the league this weekend versus the blitz.
I think Jalen had an average of over 3 seconds per play. And there were a couple where he had, it seemed like forever, you know? So I don't think, given the two big changes on the line, I don't think you could have been more positive than the way they looked on Friday night.
And because we didn't see a whole lot in the preseason from these guys, because they just didn't play, I mean, getting a chance to watch Mekhi Becton for the first time for an entire game with those other guys, not with backup players, with actual four other starters out there, top 10 pick? He was a top 10 pick, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was six.
Was
he
a six pick?
Six or seven, something like that.
You could see why people were intrigued with his size, his ability, his athleticism. Man, if they can sort of shape and mold this guy, I was joking about the All-Pro thing, but would that surprise you? Well, he already has top five talent.
That's what I was going to say. Guys as talented as him usually don't end up as guards.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So the ability for him, his physical ability that he brings to being in that position, I think would put him at it, and his name, people know who he is. I think the idea of him being an All-Pro is, I mean, it's not.
Or at least a Pro Bowl player. At least a Pro Bowl player. And watching him in New York for his career, would anybody have ever guessed that he comes to Philadelphia and in his first year? This is where he's at. It's the first game, so I'm not going to go overboard. I'm just saying I was impressed by him as an individual blocker. There's also some blocks out there. He's knocking guys back 5 yards.
He's a monster.
He's a big man.
Size-wise, he's a monster.
Pause, man. He's a big man.
Yes.
I had to get a pause in there. Sooner or later, I was feeling dirty.
He's a big man. Big man. Defensive line, I think interior – Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, I think you could say
I was
thumbs
good with
up.
Them. Yeah, I was good.
I was surprised at how much Ajomo played.
He did play a
first
good
time
bit, and made a big play, by the way.
Because Milton Williams didn't play as much as
a little bit.
But it seemed like more Ajomo than Milton Williams. At least he kind of flashed.
That Ajomo kid is supposed to have been pretty good. I remember
seventh round.
Yeah, when they drafted him out of Texas, it was like they got a steal. Was he injured or something when they drafted him?
So I think he played. He just didn't play much. Like I think he was just like a.
He's always been a project.
Yeah, okay.
It's just the edge stuff. We just don't know. We didn't hear any of the barely heard, did not hear Bryce Huff's name once. He had a pressure. He had an assisted tackle. Josh Sweat, not so much.
Don't like number 19.
And
it's so bad.
And by the way, Huff playing less than half the snaps. And as Jack mentioned, fewer snaps than BG and fewer snaps than
Nolan Smith.
It's not a great sign. But they will. They will face on Monday night. They will be at home. They will be on a normal surface against a statue and an offense that did not look particularly dynamic yet.
And because of that statue.
Yeah.
And it's Foles night, too. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot it was Foles.
It's Foles night.
All right.
First by 30.
215-592-9494. Do you feel better about the Eagles than you did Friday night? Coming up next, Nick Sirianni speaks. His first not the first time he's talking after the game, but the first,
time everybody's going to hear him.
Time, yeah.
So, will he thank Brazil?
Yeah, I bet he does.
No, he got his quota in.
I bet he does. I bet he does one more time
on the way out? One more time. All right, good.
So that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Ava Graham will be here Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. You can meet Swoop and the cheerleaders and have a chance to win tickets to the home opener. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.